Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story is about an individual who went hiking out in Texas, thinking it was just going to be a casual night, catching a buck or whatever game that he was interested in. But instead of capturing some game, he captures something else instead. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing, clicking on that bell, and smashing that thumbs up and telling a friend. Now let's get spooky. There's something strangely serene yet haunting about being in pitch black wilderness. Deer season in the panhandle of Texas means that you're awake early in a position before light even just barely begins to turn the sky from an empty void to the deep purples and reds of a beautiful sunrise. Wearing layers to help fight off the freezing cold winds that seem to penetrate down into your bones while doing your best to keep your teeth from chattering, and using the dream of that perfect buck as just yet another layer of warmth to keep you focused. The risk versus reward always seemed a little lopsided out here as I shivered uncontrollably. I was always an early bird when it came to hunting. The sun wouldn't rise for a couple of hours when I arrived at my hunting grounds. This was perfect. Plenty of time to make my way down this particular game trail that led to the river splitting this valley down the middle. The night vision scope on my rifle was as good as one could hope for when it came to navigating under the new moon. I had learned my lesson and got some big rubber boots to wear in the water. It was cold enough without my feet being soaked in this shallow but frigid stream. Sitting on the muddy bank, I took my hiking boots off and tied them to my backpack, slipping on the rubber boots and taking extra care to not trip in the sticky mud. I carefully made my way against the current for a couple hundred yards. Minimizing sound isn't easy when every splash from your footsteps feels like a thundering crash. There was one particular spot that I wanted to place my container of Doe Estra scent. After some trail and error, I realized that the harsh winds blowing down in the valley for quite a way was something I could do to my advantage, maximizing the distribution of the scent and thus maximizing the potential for drawing in some nice bucks that only have one thing on their mind at this time of year. I had seen plenty of bucks chasing after a doe, and I always chuckled at the fact that he didn't have to catch up with her. He just needed to keep up. That hormone-fueled tunnel vision is what I was counting on. The water was used like a highway for nearly every animal around here. The grass on the valley floor, sometimes towering over me and I'm 6 feet tall, combined with the various debris of fallen trees and cacti, made even the animals think twice before walking through it, unless they absolutely had to. The hundreds of footprints, varying from a few minutes to a few days old, had confirmed that theory for me. The wind would carry the scent and channel it along the water. Old Bucky McDeerface would catch that aroma and would be powerless to resist the temptation. Upon reaching the spot I wanted, confirming through my scope that I was at the right place, I poured out the estrus. Gosh, does that stuff stink. Get it on your hands or clothes, and you're not going to have a fun time. Now it was time to walk back the way I came, climb out of the water, switch back into my hiking boots, and begin the trek to my overlook where the sight was unmatched. I was proud of my little hide. 110 yards from where I sat in the muddy bank where I deployed the scent, according to my rangefinder. Situated between some boulders, I was somewhat shielded from the pelting wind. The line of sight was clear, so there would be little worry about missing anything. Ascending the steep hill was taxing, mostly because there were two hills to get over before I was in place. As I walked, I periodically scanned my rifle around me, using the night vision to keep myself on track while also trying to get an idea of what was around me. Sometimes the infrared illuminator attached to the scope would pick up some eyes shining at me, only visible through the small screen carefully covered to prevent showing too much light. Usually it was a deer or a coyote, and occasionally a pack of coyotes likely doing the same thing I was doing, surveying the land to begin the hunt. At least they knew to keep their distance. Discouraging the curious with a bullet through the brain was plenty to make sure they left me alone after the last time I had found one of the pack getting too close for comfort. Once I was in place, there wasn't really any particular way to sneak up on me. Between the steep decline to the bottom of the hill and the loose gravel going uphill at my back, I felt pretty safe. After what felt like an eternity of slowly making my way to my spot, I could finally take a minute to catch my breath and then squeeze tightly between the boulders and do my best to stay awake until I was legally allowed to take a shot. Staring through the scope, I could clearly see the river and about 100 yards beyond it in a fairly wide area, thanks to the range of the IR light. Anything that fell in the range of the light was what I considered a safe spot. Close enough to ensure a clean kill, but far enough not to get spotted. It was after about 15 minutes of waiting when I heard an odd sound. It almost sounded like a laugh, or some kind of gibberish, but that couldn't be right. I was the only person out here. So what made that sound? Coyotes don't sound like that, their barks and yelps often being heard a long ways off. No way it was a deer either. At least, not any deer that could be found around here. It put me on edge a little, but I tried to rationalize what it may or may not have been. A few minutes later, it happened again, this time more clear. Like a hyena making that laughing sound. No hyenas around here. At least, I thought so. Trying to get over being jittery, I just kept looking through the scope. It would be a while longer until it was light enough to shoot, but that's when I saw the eyes looking at me down on the bank at the edge of the tall grass.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It didn't move a muscle, and neither did I, until another set of eyes just blinked into existence. Behind me, there was noise. Oddly enough, there was a voice that sounded like Baby Groot. That small kind of scratchy voice. But it was entirely unintelligible. I took a deep breath and I held it, trying to will the wind to quiet down so I could listen closely. There was another small sound that made something akin to a reply to the other voice. This got me nervous. Two sets of eyes locked on me from down below. And two distinct sounds behind me, up the hill and over the crest a little bit. This is a good time to say that the rifle I had with me was an AR-15, with two full mags and a pistol in my backpack with two mags as well. I had 60 rounds of 5.56mm and 30 rounds of 9mm. Why so much for hunting? Because I can and I felt like it, plain and simple. Throw in a good-sized Bowie knife, and safety from any animal felt like the least of my problems. Anyways, attached to my rifle was a laser light designator. The laser was green and in the visible spectrum of light with the range of over 600 yards when used in the dark. More than a few times, I have used it to mess around with a raccoon or possum to pass the time. Seeing them scurry after the green dot was some quality entertainment. It also worked well as a deterrent if I got the chance to put the dot into an eye. Not to do any permanent damage, I'm not a cruel person, but just enough to give whatever creature it may be the chance to get away if needed. I say all of this to explain what I was about to do. As the minutes were passing, I could hear the little voices growing louder and more diverse behind me. At least four different voices now. Down below, at the edge of the grass, were three more sets of eyes. They made five of varying heights that I could make out in my scope. None of them seemed very tall, within the biggest being maybe 3 feet, judging by the height of the grass down there. They never wavered in the slightest despite moving left or right a few feet. This felt like it was getting out of hand. I was being closed in on from behind, and given the steepness of the hill, I didn't really have anywhere to go. I had to try something, anything, to try and get away safely. That's where the laser came in. I did not want to shoot unless I had to because it was still too dark, and I wasn't wanting to risk explaining this to a random game warden that just happened to hear the shot. Unless I could clearly prove that whatever I shot was in self-defense, I might be looking at a heavy fine for taking an animal before shooting ours. With the consequences in my mind, I slid my left hand forward and found the button to activate the laser. In the darkness, a bright green dot flared into life, and I carefully moved it towards one of the eyes. As soon as the laser blended with the shine of the light, a horrendous scream filled the air. It made me jump because it was so loud. Then the screaming started from behind me. All these things were in unison and it was deafening. Then at once they stopped and the valley fell quiet again. Maybe 30 seconds went by when I heard a tap next to me. It sounded like a small rock hitting one of the boulders. Then another. And another. They started streaming in, bouncing off the rocks and feeling them land on my legs and back. Luckily, because of the cold, I had multiple layers on, and that kept me from feeling anything worse than light thuds. Nonetheless, it was terrifying. These things were hurling rocks in a torrent. I took a deep breath and prepared for part two of my brilliant plan. I held my rifle in a death grip and stood up as fast as I could. Bringing the scope to my eye and turning to face the top of the hill, I couldn't see anything other than rocks briefly flashing in the infrared as they launched in high arcs in my direction. Thinking this was either a good idea or a bad one, I charged up the hill, stumbling over rocks and brush but never taking my eyes off the scope. I hit the button for the light, and I looked everywhere as I tried to find whatever was throwing rocks. Everything went dead still for a moment. Scanning left and right, forward and back, I searched frantically but saw nothing. Seeing the path I had used to get up there, I took off in a careful jog, doing my best not to fall. From behind me, the screaming and rocks began again. After finding what looked like a good spot for cover, I made myself as small as possible and took aim up the hill. Rocks pinged around me, some bouncing off my rifle, some bouncing off my head. I was waiting to see eyes because I was putting a bullet directly between them. But no eyes showed. Finding no targets, I went back to getting the hell out of there. The screams turned into menacing cackling that reminded me of the critters from the movie Gremlins. That was plenty of motivation to keep running. Eventually, the rocks stopped, but the laughs continued. They followed me all the way back to my truck. The last glimpse I got was when I cranked the engine and the headlights pierced the blackness. 9 pairs of eyes were reflecting from inside the grass and brush. After making sure I hadn't left anything behind, I shifted into drive and smashed the gas, spinning the wheel and sending a spray of gravel in their direction. Whether they flew far enough to hit them, I don't know. But it made me feel better as I sped down the road and tried to comprehend what had just happened. Whatever they were, they felt predatory and moved extremely fast. Couple that with their ability to coordinate, and suddenly the hunter became the hunted. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight. And for all you hunters out there, be careful, because you never know what's lurking in the dark.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.